And we're back. Again, you're not catastrophizing a project that you're starting because you don't know what could happen. Like, you won't know for another 6 months what is the outcome of something going on. You really will never have that ability unless you really do have, if you do have that special ability to know what an outcome is going to be in 6 months or tomorrow or any other day besides right now, then I would highly, highly like to get some lottery numbers off of you, because there's no way you can predict the future. And I had to come to this conclusion with a few things, which is part of the reason why, again, I'm not trying to bring this into a negative light from anybody, but I had an instance where I recognized somebody catastrophizing something to me because I wasn't doing A, B, and C. And because A, B, and C wasn't happen, then E and F or whatever else was going to happen. And I looked at this thinking, well, what are the qualifications of you even saying that this is going to happen because this happened? And I get there's a lot of experience with that, but it's not always true either. So I guess that's where I was coming from with it, thinking that because this wasn't happening and this wasn't happening, that this would happen. For instance, losing my wife or my job because this didn't happen is not going to be true, because I'm working great right now, and I could lose my job because of something that has nothing to do with that. And I could lose my wife because of something that has nothing to do with that. But saying that it, because this didn't happen, and I'm just going to be frank, cause I don't want to beat around the bush with this, but I had an instance where I was being talked to about, because I'm not doing AA to its exact, to certain exact perceptions, or saying that I'm on a pink cloud right now and that it's going to burst, is kind of just like thinking, okay, why am I going into the future with things? Why am I not just staying in the right now where I'm enjoying whatever is going on? Because that's what I've been doing. I've been enjoying each moment in each day as it comes, not trying to go into the future, not trying to add more stress, because that's really what I was doing to begin with, is going into the future and catastrophizing things instead of just staying in the moment, staying with meditation, which is extremely important. I was going into the future and following an idea of something happening because this didn't happen, which is not a necessarily true idea. And that's just, it is what it is. Again, and another catastrophization is thinking that if you go to start this podcast that it's not going to work out. You're catastrophizing because you think you're not good enough for some reason. Those are stupid ideas. Like, just get on it. Get on the thing that you want to go do and do it and work it out to the best of your ability. Don't set yourself in a negative filter already. Next, common thought distortion we have is should statements. Having a rigid set of rules about how one should behave or think. Thinking I should be more prepared, or thinking I should not rely on others. And I think where it says having a rigid set of rules about how one should behave or think is really kind of important. And I was picking this up from Smart Recovery, where it talks about how you don't want say this person's got a big button on their head and it says annoy this person by pressing this button, and your rules are saying don't press that button, and they're going to press it anyways because they're not going to care about what you think, because they're just going to do what they're going to do regardless of what anybody thinks anyways. And that is what it is. So thinking also that you should have been more prepared for things. I've definitely come across that for myself, thinking that, hey, I could have a better YouTube channel. I could be more famous than I am now on YouTube, or have a bigger podcasting audience, if I just stuck with it more, if I just did it more, or I shouldn't rely on others because I'm the only one that can get things done. A lot of times you realize that you can burn out really quickly if you're trying to do everything on your own and thinking that you are the only one who has ideas that can do something. You're not going to go very far. You need help from other people and from as many people as you can. The more help you get, the better your life is going to be, in all honesty. Or thinking of how you could have been more prepared. Like I said, if instead of buying all this alcohol, I would have a better YouTube channel. But in a way, I wouldn't have a YouTube channel or this without it, in a way. Not that I'm saying go do it, but I wouldn't have had a sober motivation podcast without first fucking up my life. And not that I'm saying go drink so you can start a sober motivation podcast, but it happens the way it happens. You can't beat yourself up over it and again go into conflict or distance. Next and last one, and this one is called personalization. Seeing yourself as the cause of an external event, an external negative event for which you were not primarily responsible. So I definitely can look at it that way and personalizing that because this happened, it happened because I didn't do this. For instance, man, this one is going to be rough for me. But thinking that somebody's life turned bad because you did something or you didn't do something to help change that person's life, you're personalizing it because, again, that person was going to do what they were going to do anyways. And I'm going to give the examples as well. It says, if I had not driven my car that day, we would not have had an accident, or we would not have gotten lost if I was more organized. Again, things are going to happen to people. Bad things are going to happen to people. It's a part of life. We all know this. For instance, we're all in this quarantine deal right now where life is on lockdown for the whole world. And thinking that everybody or yourself thinking you wouldn't have gotten lost if you were more organized in your life, it wouldn't have mattered how organized you are right now. For instance, there are top YouTubers, top Instagrammers, they're struggling right now. And they're about as organized as you could have ever been before this whole thing came down. And thinking that with this whole COVID thing throwing off everybody's internal compass, because it did, thinking that that wouldn't have happened without you being more organized is simply irrational thinking, because there's nothing you could have done about this quarantine. There was nothing you could have done to know what you would even be doing in quarantine if you were in that situation until you're actually in the situation. That's the only way you'll ever know how a situation's really going to work until you're actually in the situation dealing with it. And yes, use critical thinking with this. Don't put yourself in bad situations to see how you would deal with it. But again, don't beat yourself up over it because of how things are working out and you're in the moment dealing with it. That's just how you were going to deal with it regardless because of how everything happens. And it's going to come down to how you're going to live in the moment, which again is why I always highly recommend doing a podcast, doing a meditation, doing yoga, doing exercises, doing whatever it is for yourself and loving yourself so that you can stay sober, stay motivated, and do the things that are carrying you forward. So there you have it. Common thought distortions. Again, I'm going to leave this in the description for you guys all so you guys can look over this, keep it on your persons, use it to stay sober, motivated, and together. So Again, hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast. I was your host, David Sherwin. You guys can follow me on Facebook at Sober Motivation. You guys can find me on YouTube at Sober Motivation. And I'm also on all the podcast platforms under the Sober Motivation podcast. Again, I enjoyed this episode again, and we're going to have to get together soon so I can drop some more of this information on you guys. And I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all soon. What's going on today, Sober Motivators? Today, we're going to talk about common thought distortions and sobriety. Welcome to today's episode of Sober Motivation. I am your host, David Sherwin, and today I want to talk about common thought distortions in sobriety. Again, I hope you guys are all enjoying your time off or your quarantine to the best of your ability. I know it's kind of rough not being able to go outside, no beach time, none of that, but me personally, I had some time off to think. I took some time off to think and to kind of interpret what was going on with myself. And I thought it was worth it to do so I could continue doing my podcast. Not so I could continue doing my podcast, but so I could live a better life and give you guys some better messages than what I could have been giving you guys, which could be nothing. But that's where it's at. Again, I'm not a recovery coach. I'm not a life coach. I don't get paid to coach people. I'm not endorsed by AA or any other of these organizations. I'm just a guy with thoughts on sobriety and some motivation. So there you have it. I'm checking in with you all today. And today, like I said, I wanted to go over common thought distortions, which I think is a very important thing to consider in sobriety, because I was definitely dealing with some of these issues. So I'm going to get into this right now. I picked up this idea from a marriage counseling workshop that I did with my wife. And I thought it was pretty useful to consider the things, and I considered it with my relationship with my wife and as well as other things going on in my life. And it was useful to do because I noticed a lot of other people do this as well. So getting into it, I'm going to give you guys this handout too, so you guys can go over it. And if you guys want to read over it or keep it on your phone or on your person somehow, go for it. I'm going to give you guys all that power to do so. But common thought distortions. These thought distortions are errors in our thinking that can cause us to behave in negative or unhelpful ways, which can lead us to interact with others in ways that create conflict or distance and prevent us from moving forward or making change. And I have a couple of common ones that are listed, obviously, because that's what we're talking about. And maybe you guys can take some of these examples and think about how it's affecting your life. And I thought this was going to be a good topic to discuss on a podcast. But anyways, we're going to get into it. The first topic, which is forecasting, assuming that the future will turn out negatively and feeling convinced that this is true. And some of the examples that it gives is this project is destined to fail, or my family is going to fall apart, and thinking my podcast is going to fall apart, thinking these projects are never going to take place or start, or whatever I'm thinking is going to happen is not going to happen. And that's forecasting. And your forecasting can definitely be wrong. Even if you're the best forecaster on earth, you can still definitely be wrong. For instance, weathermen, they get weather predictions wrong quite often. News anchors, they get stuff wrong. We know this to be true, which is why this whole fake news deal is such a big issue. And I think that's a good thing to think about for me, because forecasting is so easy to do. And I've caught this from not just myself, but from outside perspectives where I notice forecasting on future that it's kind of unreasonable to forecast to an extent, thinking that because you're not going to do this, this is going to happen. And the only way you can really know that is really from doing the work in finding out, or not doing the work and finding out. You know, things happen through chance quite often. For instance, starting a podcast was quite the chance thing for me to get started. And I don't know if it's luck or chance. It to me feels more like chance, but part of the reason why I even started doing a podcast was because I started to enjoy doing phone work. That's what I was doing. I was sitting at a desk and picking up the phone, and I hated it to death, but what it kind of gave me was the ability to talk to people more and to get some enjoyment out of conversation. Because when I was driving to work, I would listen heavily to Howard Stern and listen to how he communicated. And to me, it was such an art in the way that he could open up the way people talked about things. And that's part of the reason why I took that with talking on the phone to going on the radio to starting a podcast and being able to open up and talk to people. And that's just what it is. I just take it day by day, not failure by failure in the future, because those things haven't happened yet, or even successes in the future, thinking that unless this is successful, this can't be successful. Like, it has to be day by day by day, opening up each moment as it is in front of me. And for me, that's worked wonderfully. And I think that would work wonderfully for anybody else, in just opening up each moment by moment. So we're going to keep going. Next example of a common thought distortion would be mind reading. Assuming that another person is having negative thoughts or reactions to you without checking out your perception. So you could think, this teacher hates me, my family hates me, my family blames me. And I think that's important to think with mind reading, because I found that sometimes I'll think that somebody is mad at me when the whole reason why they're in a bad mood completely could have nothing to do with me at all. It could just be a irrelevant issue that is going on from anybody that could just put them in a bad mood and kind of create their abrasiveness or their shortness with you. And I'll give you a good example. It's kind of a funny example, but I've been playing this game on my phone called Madden, and it's a great game. I play it quite frequently, and it kind of helps me just pass time during these quarantine moments. But I had an issue where in the game something happened that was negative to me, and only me personally. It couldn't bother anybody else that I knew personally. And what happened was I was just in a bad mood because of that game. And because of that, other people around me thought that my anger had to do with them. In reality, it had nothing at all to do with them. It just had to do with something that was going on that, like I said, didn't have anything to do with anybody. And the whole idea of communicating behind this is important, because unless you can construed that your problem doesn't have to do with them, it has to do with what's going on with this, is important. So maybe you guys can relate to that in your own way. With, for instance, if somebody that you're close with thinks you're mad at them and you're not mad at them, or even if you are mad at them, talk to them about it, so that way you guys can come to the common understanding of why you're mad, or why you were mad. Because I would also suggest waiting to cool off until you go into talking to them about whatever issues that you're dealing with. So one of the things that I've also picked up is a thought or a feeling thermometer, and I'll give you guys that as well. It goes from green to red, which is red hot. That's when your mood is way out there. You can't be really reason with, you can't reason with yourself, but you want to stay in either the yellow to where you're alert and understand what's going on, or green where you're in a good mood and you can still understand what's going on, obviously. And it goes up from green to yellow to orange to red hot. So I'll give you guys that whole deal so that you guys can use that with other people. Next common thought distortion is negative filter, which says focusing on a single negative instance and disqualifying any positive experiences or evidence to the contrary. And the examples that I have are, it says, since I did not make a good meal tonight, I'm probably a bad cook. Or since my kids are frustrated with me, I must be a bad dad. And you can see right through those if you guys are in good moods thinking about this, or in a neutral mood at least, thinking that since because you didn't make a good meal that you're a bad cook, which could very well be far from the truth, which it likely is, because you could be tired trying to make that meal. You could have worked all day, or you could be sick. You could have the coronavirus trying to cook a meal and the meal doesn't turn out how you expected it. And it could have nothing to do with the fact that you're a bad cook. You could definitely be an excellent cook. It could just be a lot of other things going on that prevented your meal that you were hoping for. And thinking you're a bad dad because your kids are frustrated with you is another way of considering, hey, maybe your kids are just frustrated with you because of something that just happens, or they're kids and they get frustrated easily with little things that are trivial. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad dad. In my opinion, if you're feeding them, you're putting a roof over their head, or keeping a roof over their head, and making sure they're getting the things that they need with school and whatever else, in my opinion, you're not a bad dad. So take that. Next thing is the all or nothing thinking, seeing things in extreme ways as either or with no middle ground. And that is very easy for me to do with the all or nothing thinking. For instance, it says, because I feel sad, I'll never be able to feel happy again. Because I did not get an A+ on my test, it means I'm stupid. And again, and I can kind of take this from the last example I gave with thinking because you didn't get an A+ on your test that you're stupid. You could, again, just be tired. You could, again, just not studied enough. That doesn't have to do with you being stupid. That has to do with you just not studying. Or thinking because you're feeling sad, you'll never feel happy again. 2 months ago, I was hopeless. I was drinking every night. I was hiding it from everybody and being really at the bottom of the barrel, just sunk in a dark hole, thinking that there's no hope, there's no way out. And 2 months later, it's the exact opposite. I couldn't have predicted that it would work out that way, but it did. So I think that is a great way of looking at it. So next topic, it says emotional reasoning, believing something is true because it feels like it is true. Thinking that because I feel like my boss does not like me, he must really not like me, or my children do not want me around because I can feel it. And you have to be careful with feelings, because while when they're positive or negative, you should definitely take inventory of when those things occur. But unless you actually know if your kids don't want you around. So for instance, if you don't actually talk to your kids and know for a fact, you're going off of feeling, you're going off of emotional reasoning, or thinking that because you think or you feel like your boss doesn't like you, he doesn't really like you, which could, again, not be true. And I also think that communicating with both are important, and that's how you build relationships from the ground up. They don't start off perfect. You don't have friends all of a sudden. When you're born, you aren't handed your best friend. Those come from building the relationship of communicating and sharing thoughts on things. Next Next deal is catastrophizing. Again, I had this definitely, which I did personally, and I could recognize it externally at this point. Exaggerating the importance of an event or outcome. And it says, getting an F on my test is the worst thing that could ever happen. My family is terrible because we had an argument. Again, getting an F on a test, not the worst thing that could happen. Even getting into some failure of whatever project you were going to start is not the worst thing that could happen. Again, I'm going to drop a sponsorship right here.